Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a story that's out there that's talking about how the Buffalo Public Schools wants to start school on September 11th, get rid of the winter resets that's typically in February. As a member of the DPCC and also a parent of a student in the school district, what's your thoughts on that idea?
So I think that from reading the Buffalo News article, I think that the school district wants, and they want to compromise. They want to figure out what's in the best interest of students. And I think that that's what all these discussions really need to be about. What is in the best interest of students, not focusing on what's in the best interest of the adults, right? And so as a parent, I think that I would want the teachers to be able to get the training and have that the district has proposed the additional training and have the 43-week school year. I think that's a good compromise. And also, it allows, because those are high absence days for teachers anyway, the Friday before Memorial Day and the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So let's just go ahead and make those off days for teachers, right? And then let the teachers get this additional training that the district is providing, because that will help them be more effective in the classroom. And that way we're not putting undue stress on parents or, you know, or anybody and families. Because essentially the school system is supposed to work for families and children, not just for teachers. And I think we've got to get back to that conversation that we put the children first every time, no matter how hard it is, and we figure it out to do what's in the best interest of the students.
Before you and I started this interview, I was telling you a little bit about what they were doing, and you said the February winter recess ends up being really tough for parents because you got to coordinate this thing and that thing. What exactly are the challenges with it?
Yeah, so the February recess as a parent is very difficult to navigate childcare, especially when you have little ones. If you've got high school kids, it's easy breezy. But if you have, you know, middle school or elementary school children, you don't want them home all day for a week. So you got to navigate childcare, and so the wife might have to take off one day, the husband has to take off another day, the grandma has to take, you know, and you got to kind of patchwork it together in order to make sure that children have a good environment. So I like the idea of maybe, figuring that out, because that is very difficult for parents. But at the end of the day, we'll figure that out as long as our teachers are going to be trained, high quality. Kids are going to be in school as long as possible to get as much learning, especially in our community. We have a lot of our students who are behind on their reading level. So we don't want a shorter school year. We want a longer school year.
How about this idea of starting school on a Friday?
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to be an effective plan. I think that, you know, most parents, you know, will just say, I will just start Monday, most families. But if that's the decision that's made, you know, we just need to come together as a district and say, hey, that maybe that day is intro day, and we make it fun and exciting for students. Or, you know, there are some schools in other parts of the country where students learn character issues that day, and then they get prizes and awards, and they set up the school year as something fun and exciting to look forward to, instead of just being begrudged by learning and textbooks and reading and arithmetic.
So all in all, when you look at this, is this a good thing, you know, net good thing for the district, or do you think it's just kind of flatlining, same as it's always been?
Yeah, I think that it's good that we're having a conversation. I think that more conversations need to be happening around policy issues, calendars that directly affect the children of our community across the city of Buffalo. And they need to be happening in a public forum, like the paper, like the media, you know, like public debates, like at the school. So parents have a stake in it. They know what's going on. It's not happening to them. They feel like they're having a part in it. So I think all in all, having a discussion is good. And I hope that the teachers union and, you know, district leaders will figure out a solution that is in the best interest of families and children.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.